1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. For no one can lay any other foundation than the one we already laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if we try to build anything on anything other than Christ, it ain't gonna fly. What you're doing has got to be based around the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, anyone who builds on that foundation may use gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. And we know what happens if you build with wood or hay or straw, don't we? It doesn't last. Verse 13 and 14. But there is going to come a time of testing at the judgment day to see what kind of work each builder has done. Everyone's work will be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value. I think about some men that I talked to in the last few days. I talked to several men in the last few days that when I said, are you a Christian? They said, yeah. You go to church? No. Why? Oh, I don't have time. Now, if those men have really in their heart made a decision to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, when they die, they're going to be judged. And there probably will not be one single thing in their life that's going to be anything but wood, hay, or straw. And when he puts the fire to it, what's going to happen to that straw? But what if they're not Christians? What if they really never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? Then what's going to happen to them? They ain't going to heaven, are they? And then they're going to be screaming, Lord, give me one more chance, right? And you know what he's going to say? I give you a lot of chances. In fact, he'll remember the one where he sent me the other day. He said, you guys remember when I sent Thurman to you the other day? I sent one of my sons over there and he told you. You need to make him Lord of your life. And you didn't listen to him. So now I'm sorry, it's too late. You know, I think about that book about hell that Cheryl's got. That woman, which was a movie star, that had God had tried. He called her and called her and called her to be one of his daughters. And she turned him down every time. And then when she died, of course, she went to hell. And then this book, this woman that was writing this book, evidently the Lord took her down there. And as they walked by this place, she saw this woman. And when they were approaching, she's saying, Lord, please give me another chance. I promise you I will serve you forever. Now, she's been in hell now for 30 or 40 years. She died several years ago. She was a beautiful movie star. But she didn't want nothing to do with God. She wanted to do it herself. Well, it cost her eternity. And she's in hell. And this woman said, I could see the compassion in Jesus' eyes as we walked by, but I could hear the Father say, no, son, judgment has been set, and it cannot be changed. She's going to stay here forever. Then he said, we walked past her. And as we did, then she started screaming foul words at him. See, she didn't mean what she said at all. Isn't it amazing what we'll do to get out of pain? I'd want to get out of there too. But let me tell you, I ain't going there in the first place, are you?
No.
I got my ticket. I got it in my pocket. I got it in my heart. If the work survives the fire, the builder will receive a reward. Is that what we want? Yes, we want a reward. 15:16. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builders themselves will be saved, but like someone escaping through a wall of flame. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? We're children of the King in here, are we not? So the Holy Spirit lives in us. God lives inside of us. In fact, have you ever thought about it like this on earth? Do you know you are Christ on the earth? When I walk up to you and shake your hand, I need to say, hi, Jesus, how you doing? Because he's right there, isn't he? See, we fail to see that in each other, don't we? But that's true. You are Christ on this earth. You're supposed to be dead, and he's supposed to be living through that piece of flesh you've got. So Christ is in there. If we could only remember that, huh? Yeah, if we could only remember that. What faith we could have. Verse 17 and 18. God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy. And you Christians are that temple. Have you ever seen somebody that drinks excessively and then they have liver failure? And some of it happens at 30, 35, 40 years old. But they're Christians. Or at least they say they are. What are they doing when they drink excessively to the temple of God? Are you destroying it? Yeah. So as you destroy the temple, God's going to destroy you, isn't he? Now then, you know, he talks about many things that you can, I mean, cigarettes. I mean, I think about the guy they brought to me over at Dallas years ago, a man from Odessa, Lubbock, or somewhere, and he was only about 65 years old. And this guy was in a wheelchair. His wife was a couple of years younger. She looked like a young woman, and she was pushing him around. He looked like an old, old grandfather, and it was her husband. He was only a couple of years older than she was. And I said, what did you do to your temple to abuse it like this? He said, I've been a chain smoker for 40 years. He said, I smoked 3 and 4 packs of cigarettes a day. But it took a long time. But he's now paying the price. His temple is being destroyed. And so God was going to destroy him. And he did. You know, I prayed for him, but he didn't get well. He died. He'd already had the surgery and everything. He didn't know how to walk in faith. I mean, if he'd have known how to walk in faith, he would have thrown those cigarettes away years ago. He wouldn't have continued to abuse his body. You know, you have power as a Christian. You don't have to yield to anything of the world. I don't care if it's drugs. I mean, I think about the people today that take drugs. If you're really a born-again Christian, you have the power within you. You don't have to take them things. You have the power within you to say no. Whatever the sin is, you have the power to say no. And you Christians are that temple. So stop fooling yourselves. If you think you're wise by this world standard, you will have to become a fool so you can become wise by God's standard. I'm glad God called us a fool, don't you? I didn't want to do that. You have to become a fool. Verse 19 and 20. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scripture says, God catches those who think they are wise in their own cleverness. You know, when I think, every time I think about this, 1 Corinthians 3, I think about this little girl up here in Justin. At 15 years old, moved in with about a 20-year-old boy. And her daddy was in my Sunday school class, and her mother also. And he came to me and said, my daughter won't listen to me. Will you go talk to her about her sin she's living in with that boy? So I went up there and I told her, I said, honey, I said, first of all, I want to make sure, are you a born-again Christian? She said, yes, I am. I believe Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I said, okay. I said, son, how about you? Nope, I don't believe in that junk. I don't believe in nothing religious. I don't want nothing to do with it. I said, well, okay. I said, young lady, first thing, God tells you in his word, not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Do y'all know he says that? Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. And I said, you know, so you can't stay here with this boy. Well, Mr. Scrivener, but I love him. I said, well, but that don't make any difference. You know, I said, you don't know what love is yet at 15. You really don't know. I said, right now, the only thing wrong with you is lust. I said, it's not love. It's called lust. And I said, you know, it will kill you. I said, if you move in with him, you and him are going to have sex. You know, I mean, you talk to them. If they're living together, you know they're having sex. You know, so you know they know what it is. So I'm just telling them, I said, you can't have sex with this boy. I said, God clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, if you defile your temple with sexual immorality, he will destroy your temple. And I said, he said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, I'm trying to tell you in clear words, God's going to kill you. He said, Mr. Scrivener, God's a God of love. He would never kill me. He wouldn't kill anybody. I said, honey, you ain't read the word. I've read it many times. It says in there, God will kill. Well, I don't believe that. I believe God's a God of love. I said, so you're going to continue living with this boy? She said, yes. I said, okay. So I left. She got pregnant, had a baby. And her daddy come to me after the baby was born and said, Thurman, will you please go back and talk to her again? So over the next 5 years, we do this 3 times. Every time she says, no, I'm not moving out. I'm staying here. I'm not getting married. We're going to live together. And I kept telling her, you know, it is written, it is written, it is written. God's going to destroy your temple if you keep doing this sexual immorality. She said, I don't believe that. God's a God of love. He would never hurt me. Well, 5 years total went by, 3 babies later, and the 3rd baby is now 1 month old, and she's 21 years old now, and her and that boy goes to bed together one night with that newest baby, and the next morning, the boy and the baby wakes up, and she's had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night, 21 years old, and stone dead. Rigor mortis has already set in. Her body's hard and cold. Who killed her? God did. Why? Her sin. Was he patient? Yeah. I went to her 3 times. told that little woman three times what the Word of God says, and she didn't believe it at all. She was totally spiritually dead. The things I was telling her was right there in the Word, which were spiritually clear to me. She had no knowledge. She could not buy this at all. And so it cost her life. 21 years old. But God says He'll do that. Verse 21 and 22. So don't take pride in following a particular leader. Everything belongs to you. Wait a minute. What belongs to us as Christians? What did he say? You mean that don't leave nothing out, does it? Wow. Well, let's see what it, maybe he'll elaborate on this a little more here. Paul and Apollos and Peter, the whole world and life and death, the present and the future, everything belongs to you. As an obedient child of God, what belongs to us? He gave his children everything that he owns, he gave it to us, didn't he? So if you want to die early, all you got to do, I remember one time Joseph was sitting there. You know, Joseph, he's a senior citizen. He's a little bit older than me even, you know. And Joseph was sitting there writing a book. And all of a sudden he got a tremendous pain in his arm, just like a heart attack. And he's not the least bit concerned. He said, Lord, I'd like to finish this book. You know, if you want me to finish this book, I want to finish this book. But if it's my time to come to the house, you know, I've lived a good life. Just go ahead and bring me home if you're ready. But sort of, I would really like to finish this book. And the pain went away, didn't it, Joseph? He ain't had a pain since. Now, what belonged to Joseph? Life and death. He could have just said, okay, I'm having a heart attack. It's over. And you could have died right there. Lord, you could have been without a husband. But see, he's smarter than that. He knows what his confession does. And if you, God is a faith God, and if you know all these things belong to you, you can stand on his promises and he will do exactly what he promised you in his word. But you got to know them, don't you? If you know those promises, you say, Lord, you said. That's like here a while back. Somebody came to me and said, Thurman, I was praying and I was really spending some time with God and I'm asking the Lord, Lord, why do you answer so many of Thurman's prayers? And he said, have you ever noticed how many times Thurman calls me in remembrance of my promises? He said, wow, I guess every time he prays, he calls you in remembrance. He said, and since he knows them, that's why I answer his prayer.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Secret Wisdom of God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.